Blog Good morning. Talk Radio.
We're live at the men's conference every Monday.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Blog Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We're live mornings at the mansion, live at the studio at the mansion, live this morning, Monday morning. Good morning. I hope everyone's having a great day. Men's edition today is kicking off. And we thank you for tuning in. And
that's what you said, blog. Yeah,
thank you, blog listeners, for tuning in to us. Good morning, Jeffrey Hassel. Thank you for tuning
in.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for tuning in.
Good morning to all our friends. Ron Monroe. Good morning. Good morning, brother Ron.
Brother Ron.
God bless, man. Mighty man of God, Ron Monroe, out there serving the community.
This morning, just to see these guys, you know, give the word of God.
Come on now, and we praise you, Lord. And today's topic, we'll just touch upon it, is understanding the will of God. I'm glad you tuned in.
Understanding the will of God, today's topic.
And I'm glad that you tuned in because if you tuned in, it's not by accident, it's because you need to hear what we're going to say. And it's a powerful topic, and I'm excited about it. And this morning we have a special guest, Pastor Rick Pope of Crosswalk Church.
Hey, guys.
Charles, we're happy to have him today again.
Thank you.
Good morning, Brother Rick.
Good to have morning, you. Good morning, gang.
Good morning. All right. Man, this is a powerful panel today, boy. We got wisdom on in the middle. Come on.
Yeah,
no.
Are we
having
problems with that again?
Okay. All right.
Rotate. This is a live show, so excuse me. But we're excited today. And yeah, and then we're gonna talk about understanding God's will today.
Amen.
And we put the scriptures online, so if you're watching online, you see what we're doing. And and good morning, Sammy Woods, all the way from California. Woo! Woo! Robert Riccadonna, good morning, hallelujah. Come on now.
Good morning.
We're happy to have all you people here this morning. And it's a lovely day, and today's the day that that God created, so we're going to rejoice in it.
Woo!
Every day that we get up and it's breath in our lungs, we have to praise the Lord. Good morning, Greg Freeman, all the way from Arkansas. Cuda. Good morning, Cuda. Good morning, Pastor Sergio. Good morning, Pastor Sergio of Crosswalk Church. Come on now. Holla. All right.
Woo!
Monday morning. Woo-hoo. Come on. Come on. All right. We got our calling number up on the board.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're accepting calls. We want to interact with our audience. And we're happy to have you here. And you want to pray us in, Brother Ricky? Come on in. We're going to pray us in, gentlemen and ladies. All right.
Father God, we just thank you today, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Presence. We thank you, Lord, for your abundant mercy and grace that's new every morning.
Yes.
Lord, we just worship you today, and we thank you, Lord, for everything that you are, everything that you have done on our behalf, and, Lord, that we can have a relationship with you today.
Yes, Lord.
Because of what Jesus has done for us through the cross and the resurrection and the blood of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We step into Christ today. We put on Christ today, Lord. We submit ourselves to you.
Yes, Lord.
We resist the enemy today. Lord, we lay hold of your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we just welcome you, Holy Spirit, to fill us up today.
Yes, Lord.
With your presence, with your love, with your power, Lord, with your wisdom,
yes, Lord.
With your strength.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we just pray today that you would pour yourself through us, speak through us, Lord, that
thank you, Lord.
Others may be touched, that others may be changed, that others may hear your word today, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we just thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Feel the prayer this morning. Woo!
Power of God is upon us.
All right. Well, again, we'll go. Last week we talked about it, because everyone remembers. We talked about God's purpose. And this week I felt the Lord has put on my heart, and Brother Charles, that with this topic here, it's just, I don't know, but it just fit right in. You know, the scripture came to me and just fit right in because we know that God had a purpose. He put us down here, but we also understand that God has a will. And it's important. A lot of people, as Rick had mentioned last week, people
one of the most asked questions is for believers and unbelievers, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Mm-hmm. But I read last night on the internet that it's in the top five questions of what's God's will for my
mm-hmm.
life,
that's right.
And that's what are the top questions. I think it's in the top three also that pastors get asked.
Exactly.
You're a pastor, brother, and you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, what's God's will for my life? And I've struggled with that too. So it's important that we come to understand that God loves us and has a plan for His life. It's His will, and we're going to start over, and we're just going to start off, I guess, just right into scripture because we've got some scriptures, and we'll break it down as we go along. You want to read the first one, Brother Charles?
Ephesians 5:17.
Yeah, because we'll just open up the topic after the scripture.
Ephesians 5:17 for all of y'all watching, if you're following along, you
yes.
get your word out.
Come on.
Go with Ephesians 5:17 first.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17 says, wherefore be ye not unwise,
that's right.
but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
All right, good. All right. All right, so here it is. My version says, I'm using the New King James, is that, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So here's a pretty bold statement. Paul writes to the church of Ephesus. He's telling us, do not be foolish. Be wise and know the will of God. And it's important that we understand the will of God because that's what it's all about. So how do we understand God's will? And Rick, I'm gonna bring you in on this. Could you answer that question or are you still studying on it?
No.
Yeah.
I studied it earlier.
Okay,
so I'm trying to figure out what to leave out.
Okay,
I think
right.
it's time.
Okay.
But yeah, no, when we read this one, I mean, obviously we got to start at about verse 15 and,
yeah.
and read on through 21 when y'all get a chance.
Yeah.
I won't read the whole thing, but
yeah, go ahead.
He's given us some wisdom there about how what not to do and what to do.
Mm-hmm. Come
know,
on now.
In order to walk out the will of God.
That's right.
And plug into the will of God, how to know the will of God. But, man, there's so much there. I'll try to just skim over it real quick because you can't really just take verse 18. You know?
Well, yeah, I got 17.
But, so, yeah, he's talking about how to walk circumspectly before the Lord, redeeming the time.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is so important,
yeah,
realizing
yeah.
that, you know, we really don't have time to mess around and with, you know, allowing ourselves to get outside the will of God.
Come on.
Especially in these times that we live in.
Come on now.
And then he goes on to say, don't be drunk with wine and wild living.
Come on.
But be filled with the Spirit.
Woo!
And that's, you know, there's so many little nuggets we're going to drop along the way here and talking about the walking in the will of God. And this is one of them here is there's no way we're going to know the will of God and be able to walk out the will of God if we're not walking in the Spirit.
That's it.
It's
got
to be by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord.
Not in our own self, not in our own wisdom, not in even, you know, our studying of the Scriptures. You know, it has to be the Word and the Spirit in order for us to walk out the will of God and know what His will is. Then he goes on to say, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So there, you know, he's talking about fellowship and community.
Mm.
That's another way that we walk out the will of God. Because as we say all the time, you know, it's not about us.
That's it.
It's about the body. It's about other brothers and sisters in Christ.
Come on.
And that's part of the way that we walk out and know the will of God. Is, you know, pouring into each other. And that's what he's talking about there, worshiping together, gathering together, sharing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. And then he says, giving thanks always for all things. So another key is, you know, having a grateful heart. If we're not walking in gratitude and with a grateful heart, it's hard to walk out the will and the plan and the purpose
yes.
of God.
Thank you, Lord.
So that's also very important. It's giving, having a thankful heart and a grateful heart. And then lastly, he says in verse 21,
come on.
Submitting to
come
one
on.
Another in the fear of God.
Hallelujah.
And I mean, It's like each one of these verses right here that we just read is like a whole sermon in themselves.
Yeah.
Because all of these things are keys to knowing and walking out the will of God. But this one here is powerful, submitting yourself one to another. I know, Eddie, you know, we've been talking about Philippians, you know, a lot. And that's a big part of what Philippians is about, is not thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought to.
Yes.
But preferring our brothers and sisters. Because, you know, we're not going to walk out the will of God if we're walking in pride or arrogance, or we think we're better. You know, I think I'm better than Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Or he thinks he's better than Charles, or vice versa, or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But submitting ourselves one to another in love and preferring one another.
Yes.
All of that is so important to knowing and walking out the will of God. So later on when y'all get a chance, just, you know, meditate on that Ephesians 5:15-21 and just meditate on those. Look at each one of those scriptures and break them down and just kind of pray over them. And doing these things here that we're going to talk about today and some of these other scriptures will help us know and understand the will of God.
All right.
The bottom line is his word is his will. Amen.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll touch on that too. Good morning, Java Cave, Woodhaven, Queens in the house, Franklin K. Lane High School. Good morning, Mike Mullahy, NYPD in the house. And we pray for all the New York's finest NYPD, the brave brothers out there in New York City. Good morning. And yeah, so Brother Rick really covered all what we were here, therefore, do not be foolish of what the will of God is. Understand it. And basically, how do you understand the will of God? Brother Rick broke it down. And what it boils down to is this. To know the word of God is to know God's will. And that's what Brother Rick just capping it up. Now we're going to move on to Romans 12:2, because this is a verse that is very pivotal. And we're going to take a moment. I'm going to take a moment to talk about this one, because this is something God put a lot on my heart about. And Romans chapter 12, verse 2, Brother Charles Mosey is going to.
Romans chapter 12. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
All right.
That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Here we go. Romans 12:2, right? Now, here's what it says. There's several different things in here. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed to the renewing of your mind that you prove. So there's four things. Pivotal words here that really come into play. This one verse packs a lot of punch.
Amen.
And there's a lot going on here.
Amen.
So when it says do not be conformed, be conformed to this world system. The problem is being conformed to this world system will diffuse your destiny in God. Okay, this world system is designed to distract you from all of what God's trying to do in your life. And that's why Paul has said this. And this is going back 2,000 years ago. So if the world 2,000 years ago was distracting the world system from keeping you out of God's will, imagine today with all the stuff going on, more distractions with media, Facebook, cars, trains, airplanes, automobiles, whatever it is. There's a lot more distracting us this day and age than when this verse was written.
Right.
So we have to be aware of that. And also, when you think about this, transformed. It says be transformed. Be transformed. What does transform mean? In the dictionary, transformed means drastic change. So here's what Paul's saying when he writes to this letter to the Romans. Be transformed. He's saying, do not be conformed to this world system that you're accustomed to, because you've been living it for so many years. Be transformed. Take a radical change in your life. And I can speak for myself. When I had to come to this, without even knowing the scripture, reading it, but when I came to the Lord, he poured his spirit on me, I had to have a radical change. I couldn't keep walking in the same shoes, down the same street, in the same neighborhood, in the same world anymore. I couldn't even walk in the same world. My world had to be transformed, and that was in my mind. Because think about this. What a man thinketh, so he is. This world, it's the same world. I'm the same body, but my mind changed. So that's why it's so important to allow your mind to be renewed. Because I got the same mama. I got the same daddy. I grew up in the same house. Nothing's changed physically, but my mindset has changed. People who's talking, I'm watching. So I want you to know that this is pivotal. If you remember one thing we say today, I want to pound this one home.
Amen.
The mind. You study this scripture, Romans 12:2, and see what God do, because renewing your mind will change your destiny. And our thoughts are our operating system. Okay. Remember M-O. M-O, modus operandi. That's Latin, which means method of operating. Method of operating. So remember that, our mind. And we have a caller, so we're going to take a caller, I guess. I just wanted to get that out. That was important. All right. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning. You're live in the CDS Dimension.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Oh, brother. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Yeah,
hey,
I'm running late this week.
Say it again?
I'm running late this week.
Yeah,
I was tied up in the hospital bed for a minute, Ed.
Okay.
I don't even know. I can't pronounce what they said was in my elbow. But they had cut it open, and it was disgusting. It came out. It looked like like butterscotch or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I hope it
didn't taste good. Yeah, I have papers for it. I'll put them on blast. What to avoid, what to take, you know? I thought I broke my arm, and and I had no real cell phone service, and I had like two roommates in my room, and I said, these guys might look at me like maybe they're not to Jesus, maybe one's a Jew and one's an Arab, and you know, then I might get chased up in the bedroom, you know. No, I'm only kidding around about that part. But so Ed, I'm feeling better. They put me on something like 32 or 37 antibiotics. It was horrible,
well,
bro.
Let's pray for you, brother.
Yeah, let's pray for you, brother. We got an exciting message, and we want to unwrap it. But, yeah, Jack, you got my number. You can call me personally. We can talk about this. But thank you. Let's pray for you right now. All right? In the name of Jesus,
right,
Lord, we command that body to line up for Jack. We command that body to be healed. We command that elbow, the swelling, to go down. We command any infection to vanish and decease. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we command that the message that's going forth, that Jack will receive this message, the seeds we plant in his heart, they will manifest and grow, and he will get the knowledge and the wisdom, Lord, that you are trying to put through this message to him. And we pray, Jesus, in your mighty name, and we love Jack, Lord. We know that you're touching on him, Lord, and we know that he who started good work will continue to the day of Christ. And we stand on that promise, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus Christ, in your mighty name. And we exalt you and lift you higher today, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jack, God bless you, man.
Have a blessed day, brother.
I'll send you pictures. Thank you. Who is that? Brother Rick? Brother Rick, is that his name now?
Hey, Jack.
Who?
Have a blessed day.
We got Brother Charles. Brother Rick. What's going on, baby?
You're
what's
like,
going
you're
on?
Come on. Hey,
listen,
call him back, Jack.
I was too proud.
Call him back in, Jack.
Yeah. Hey, brother, we gotta make room for all the calls, Jack, but God bless you. You know where we're at. All right? Well, how about you? Oh, you got him? Good. All right. Now, anyway, Brother Jack, we love him, man. God is really doing work through the words, through the show, him, and he's touching on many other people in the area I grew up in Queens.
Is.
And praise God. We love Jack Schreiner.
Woo!
And keep him in your prayers, too, everyone who's watching here. All right. Woo, I'm excited. The Spirit of God's home. All right. Well, again, we just talked about Romans 12:2, and I said a lot because God has shown me a lot. But remember that our thoughts are our operating system, a modus operandi, M-O. We all know that. We all say that's my M-O. Well, that's the Latin term for method of operation. All right, that's how we operate. So remember that we're going to reap what we sow. Okay, the Bible says that, and we all know that in this world, you're going to, you know, what comes around goes around. That's what you say in this world, but in the Bible, it's what we reap and what we sow. Okay, so here it is. Our thoughts will define our character. So keep that in mind, gentlemen. Whew, good morning, Sean Dalton and Sherry Colton, and I'm going to turn it over to Brother Rick. And see what how he wants to say something about Romans. Remember 12:2. Put that in. Write that down.
If you don't mind, let's go ahead and hit Colossians 2.
Okay. Good. Yeah. All right. Good. So remember what we said, gentlemen. Don't be foolish. It says in Ephesians, understand what the will of God is. Now, in Romans 12, 2, it tells us, do not be conformed. So the will of God is, God's word will let you know, we have to transform our minds. And we're going to go over to Colossians 2:8, because this has a warning for us. Okay?
Transforming our minds through the word of God to think like he thinks.
Yeah.
Amen. The mind of Christ.
Yeah.
All right, Brother Charles, well, you want to?
Yeah. Colossians 2 and verse 8.
Colossians 2:8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. Vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the, what's this here?
Empty deceit?
The rudiments.
Oh, regiment.
Yeah. Regiments of the world and not after Christ.
Yeah, and just for anybody that's watching, my version says according to the tradition of men.
Yeah, this is a
kind of what Romans was talking about, according to this world system.
Amen. There we go.
Amen.
I'm going to back up just a second on mine. I'm going to read verse 6 and 7 because it says, as you have therefore have received Christ, as you have received Christ Jesus, so walk in him. This is how you know and walk out the will of God, is walking in Christ. I mentioned that earlier, walking in the Spirit, walking in Christ. Not according to our own thoughts, not according to this world system, not according to our feelings, but according to the Word of God and by the Spirit, rooted and built up, strengthened in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it, abounding in the truth, with thanksgiving. We just read that a couple of verses ago. With thanksgiving. In the word, then he says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit,
Amen.
According to the traditions of men.
Come on.
So here he's talking about what we mentioned earlier. Not, you can't really walk out the will of God and know what the will of God is if we're stuck in traditions of men, religion.
Right.
All of that kind of thing.
Religious
that
stuff.
Doesn't bring the revelation and knowledge of God and his will.
Right.
Come on
but
now.
Walking in relationship with Christ through his word, with other believers, walking in the Spirit, this is how we begin to understand the will of God and walk it out.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on now. Here's what it says. And Brother Rick, thank you. But yeah, see, Paul gives us a warning. And the Bible's full of things to do and things what not to do. It gives us advice, godly advice. It also gives us godly warning. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy. Philosophy, they're talking about religion, man-made philosophy. Philosophy is man-made. So we're talking religion, empty deceit, false doctrine. We need to beware. Watch out for this false doctrine. Tradition of man. Principles of the world. This is the world system that we talked about in Romans 12, too. Religion. Protect yourself. Here's how you protect yourself. Carry that sword. It says in Ephesians 6, the sword is the word. You pack that sword. I'd rather have a Bible next to me. I have more than one Bible in my car.
Amen.
But I would have a Bible next to me than a gun, two guns. How about that?
Better have it on the inside.
NYPD knows that. Even though they carry guns, the police, but man, I'll carry a Bible any day, and that's all I need. We need to prove the Word of God, so that's what it's saying here.
Brother Charles, tell me what you need to say about this, because I know God can put something on your heart.
Colossians 2 and
8. Yeah.
And
yeah, beware, it's telling us, man.
You got people, the Bible says, itching ears, you know?
They're tickling, woo!
You know? You got people that want to hear certain things.
Oh, yes.
You know, tell them this. You know, I don't want to hear that. You
yeah.
know, sound like this. I don't like that sound. You know, walk this way. I don't like the way you're walking right now. Talk this way. I don't like the way you've been talking.
That's right. Come on now.
So it depends. You know, the Bible says that they are hearing, but they don't hear. You know, they want to hear things, but they don't want to hear the truth.
Come on now. Yeah, they want to hear what
you're
good.
Some people want to hear the truth and then fall away from the truth and hear, you know, like this says, false doctrine, you know.
Tickle those ears.
corner of the and bang the seat, you know. So you got to be careful because something can creep up in your life and put that together. And the Bible says he came to kill, steal, and destroy. There he is. You know, it's growing. It's manifesting. It's beginning to walk. It's beginning to talk. It's beginning to speak. It's beginning to act. And when they put it together, all it is a falling away from the faith, falling away from the truth, falling away from God, falling away from Christ, you know.
Fading away.
God, you know, in the presence of a believer or believers, and you're not participating as a believer, even if you leave his presence physically, your spirit is still there. Your
Come
mind is still there. Your worship is still there. It's like building up the character of a man of God who takes false doctrine and put it into the truth, you know, because everybody's not perfect. You know, some people are out there saying, you know, I mean, man, you know, don't judge me, you know, just because you're better, you're a holy roller doesn't mean that, you know, I can't be a child of God. I can't be a Christian. I can't be a person of God. You know?
Come on now.
I mean, don't think you higher than me or better than me or
come on now
or more sophisticated than I am because of your pretty words and your fancy walk and talk, you know.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
just come on now.
Rugged and thugged and
woo, here we go. Hallelujah.
So he said, don't let this faith, this false doctrine deceive you. Beware, you know, like a dog behind a fence, you know, that can't go to heaven. I mean, if he can be where, you know, it can't go to heaven and a person loves him with all their might, all their strength, you know, feed him, clothe him,
all
take
right.
him to dogs.
Woo, God. Come on now. We're going to move it on, Charles. Come on. We got some good scripture running. All right. Here we go. This is big and important. And Brother Charles made a very good point. And we love Brother Charles because he's going to tell you how it is. It is. All right. Don't be listening to the tickling of the ears because they said that too. But we're going to move on to Matthew. Verse 7 and 21, because this is important. Matthew 7 and 21. We want to get our viewers.
This was in red letters, guys.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Jesus
is talking now. My brother's tongue was the words of our master Jesus Christ about to come forth. Brother Charles, let me know when you're ready.
Matthew 7 and 21.
Yes, sir. Come on. Bring it on.
Everyone. That said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Hear that.
But he that doeth the will of God, doeth the will of God.
Woo!
How about that?
Of my Father which is in heaven.
Whoa, man. I don't know. I'm so tempted to go two more verses.
Amen.
Come on, Charles. Keep reading.
It says, and 42, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils?
Yes.
In thy name done many wonderful works.
Come on now.
Then will I prophesy unto them in verse 23, Jordan, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work in iniquity.
Oh, here we go. All right. Good morning, Brother Chris Falcari, another brother that I went to elementary school. Good morning, Chris. We're praying for your leg, brother. We hope that leg gets better. In Jesus' mighty name, be healed, my brother. Take your healing. He got it for you. All right. Ooh, man. Brother Charles had just broken down Matthew 7:21 up until 23. One of my favorite verses. This is the verse that put me on blast. This is the verse that when I read it, I had to reevaluate. And reevaluating what I was doing for God, because not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Now, but who does the will of my Father? All right, we all know that. But then it says, but Lord, I've done prophesied, laid hands, cast demons. I've fed the poor. I drove my mama to church. I took my son to school. I read my Bible every night. But depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Mm-hmm. I don't know you. Everything, get this, viewers, this is important. America, China, wherever, Africa, whoever's listening. We could do things in God's name. No, I take that back. We could do things that seem godly, that seem good, but whose name are we doing them in? Are we doing it for a Facebook post? Are we doing it for a selfie snapshot? Are we doing it for our self-pleasure? Are we doing it to advance our kingdom, or are we truly doing it in the master's name, Jesus Christ? Because this is something we must realize. Everything we do in the name of Jesus, and we do it with excellence. And I'm going to turn it over to my brother, Pastor Rick Pope, because I know he got something. I feel it. He got something. Come on.
Yeah, there's a lot in this one. This one, just like in other places in the gospel, you know, the Lord tells us about not just being hearers only, but being doers of the word of God. And he goes on to talk about knowing him and him knowing us. Actually, in this particular verse, he says, you know, one of the worst things we could ever hear is when we stand before the Lord and he say, he declared to them, depart from me, I never knew you.
Hallelujah.
A lot of times we talk about us knowing the Lord, but here he says, depart from me, I never knew you.
Yes, that's right. Now, yeah. I got black.
I would say probably the most important thing, really, the most important thing when it comes to the will of God is spending intimate time with him.
Hallelujah.
Because
Jesus Christ.
If we're going to know the will of God, we have to know him.
Come on,
first of all. First of all, we have to know him intimately, and he knows us intimately.
Amen.
And that only comes one way, and that's just spending quality time with him in the secret place. So we cannot leave that out, because Eddie mentioned earlier, you know, about getting too busy in this life. And we can even get busy with good things. We can get busy with ministry. We can get busy with, you know, our church, out ministering in the community and so forth. And those things are all vital. We should be doing those things, absolutely. But if we're not spending intimate time with him,
amen,
with the Lord Jesus, and just getting to know him personally,
hallelujah,
on a deeper level, he knows us, we know him, we're able to hear his voice,
yes,
that's how we're going to be able to walk out the will of God. Because, again, we can be doing all these good things and totally miss the will of God.
Come on now.
Yes. The number one will of God is this, is to know him intimately. That's the number one will of God for our life. Everything else hinges on that. So I just want to, you know, say that to you this morning. Don't get too busy. Don't get so busy for God that you get too busy to, you know, spend time in his presence.
Thank you, Lord.
And to just sit at his feet and just love on him and just worship him and get to know him. And that's got to be the foundation.
Yes, Lord.
Of being able to understand and walk out his will.
Come on.
So I'm going to just leave y'all with that.
Good morning, Saldelia, brother. Good morning, Billy Myers. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Boy, Brother Rick just let us know. Woo! He just let us know that it's important to be in the presence of the Lord. And we're going to move on. We ask you and implore you to write these scriptures down and study them, because we can't put all what God's trying to show you in 1 hour show.
And real quick, guys, while you're listening, if you get a chance, call the number that you're seeing on the post there.
Yeah.
If you have a prayer request,
come on.
Or
text us, yeah,
whatever. Maybe you have a quick testimony. Just a brief testimony of what God's doing in your life right now.
Yeah.
Anything like that, give us a shout.
Come on
now.
We'd
like to hear from you.
All right, where are we at now? Oh man, we're breaking it down.
Hebrews 10:36.
Come on now, Brother Charles. You got that one? You got that one?
By the way, we're going to get some revelation. If y'all don't know this already, because especially for you married couples.
Oh.
The debate's always been on, you know, about who should take out the trash, you know, who's going to load the dishwasher.
Come on now.
Who's going to brew the coffee? And we're going to find out right now.
All right. Check this out.
Because he's got a whole book dedicated to the Lord.
Oh. Who
brews the coffee?
Oh, he brews.
Come on now.
Some revelation for you guys right there.
We're going to get some wisdom out of last. Come on, keep tuning in. Brother Rick, yes. Come on, Brother Charles, bring it down.
Chapter 10, verse 36 says,
yes,
for ye have need of patience,
oh, yeah,
that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise.
Here we go. This is Amen. It's simple. Hebrews tells us, in my version, the New King James says, for we have need of endurance. So we need to endure. The Bible says many times, endure, patient, be patient, endure, overcome. Well, all these same things are synonymous, all these words synonymous. So we're born to overcome through Christ Jesus. And that's after we've done the will of God, that's when we're going to receive the promise. What's the promise? Kingdom. We inherit the kingdom of God, eternal life with our Lord Jesus. Reconciliation with the Father, the one who created us in the first place.
Amen.
And I praise you, Lord, for allowing
us, Sammy.
And we're going to turn it over to Brother Rick, see if you got a quick comment on this, because the next one we're going to move into after this is a powerful verse.
Amen. He says, for you have need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. We're talking about today understanding the will of God. I need to plug my phone in, Stein.
We got some technical difficulties.
So, yeah, understanding the will of God, we've talked about knowing and understanding the will of God through intimate relationship with Him. And we've also talked about understanding and knowing the will of God through His Word.
Amen.
Because the Word of God is the will of God. Amen.
The
Word of God is the will of God. So that's what he's talking about here. For you have need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
The promise.
And so it's about daily walking out this walk with the Lord through relationship and through his word and through fellowship with other believers.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about. Amen.
Brother Charles, we're going to get to this Ephesians. We're going to slow it down on Ephesians 1:11 because this is something I feel that we all need to come to know. Ephesians 1:11, get on that one, because this right here is this scripture will help you understand some things that maybe happened in your life previously. Some of you people might out there be saying, man, Eddie, man, I don't know, but I messed up. I've been running for a long time away from God.
For a long time.
Yeah, how am I going to get with
Hell
God?
Your name.
Show us, brother. Break it down on 1:11 on Ephesians, because we're going to bring them up. We're going to bring our brothers up to speed on that.
1:11
yes,
says,
sir.
In whom also we have obtained inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
Amen. All right. Amen. Check this out. I ran around for 30 years running from God. I might have showed up to church on Sunday for an hour, threw some money in the box, but I never had the relationship with God. So I got high, I got drunk, I've done more than that, but I'm not willing to even say on live television or video. But here's the thing. God had this inheritance, which being predestined according to the purpose of him, chosen in advance. So God knew when he put me in my mama's womb that I'd eventually come to this day, that I'd, instead of sitting in a bar drinking and getting high, that I'd be standing in front of the cameras preaching the word of God, telling everyone how wrong I've done. And here's the thing. You say, oh, Eddie, but I messed up. I've been, doing this the wrong way. So have I. So everyone sitting on this panel, we all had our past and history. Mm-hmm. God has pulled us in. God is sovereign. He's going to allow you to make mistakes. But here's the good news. All things for the purpose of him. Work all things according to the counsel of his will. The counsel of his will is the... all good things, all bad things will work for the good of God. He's going to allow us to make mistakes, but his will, he's got two wills. He's got the sovereign will and perceptive will. The perceptive will is what you perceive from reading the Bible. We know God's will from reading the Bible.
Yeah.
But his decretive will or his sovereign will, we don't know until it happens. So
yeah,
I didn't know. Yeah, exactly. So God, he's going to tell you, he don't have to give us an email or a text telling us he's going to, when he said, let there be light, I don't think he asked the permission from the angels or anyone else around. When he does something to decree something, he don't ask for permission. So know this, regardless of where you've been and what you've done, God still has a plan and a purpose, and he's going to take you from where you were, the miry clay, and set your feet up on a rock.
Amen.
And he's going to show you that he is God for his glory, for his purpose. Not despite our mistakes, despite all our arrogance and our pride, he's going to take us to the next level. Brother Rick, bring it up. Bring it down for us.
I want to say two words on that.
Yes.
In him. Because
yes.
It's only in Christ
Jesus
that we can obtain such an inheritance. Nobody else. Not through Buddha, not through Muhammad, not through Krishna, not through New Age spiritualism,
mm-hmm.
not through our own vain philosophies, not through religion,
nope.
not through any particular
not through Smirnoff vodka.
But only, not through the bottle. But only through Christ Jesus that we can obtain such an inheritance.
Yes.
And
that's
right.
The will, the plan, and the purpose we talked about last week, and the will of God. That's the only way we can walk it out. It's through Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because it's through what he's already done for us.
Yes.
And by the Holy Spirit in us today that we can walk out that will.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
God.
Come on now.
Counsel
of come on.
His own will. After the counsel of his own will.
Yes.
How are we gonna how are we gonna work, you know, according to his purpose?
Come on.
Hey Chris.
You know, to work all things after the counsel of his own will.
Amen.
You know, if we want to do our own will, you know, we want to do our own purpose, you know, and we want to obtain an inheritance.
Come on.
I mean, surely we're going to open up the McDonald's, we're going to open up the Jack in the Box, the IHOP, the Burger King, the corner store.
You better get some.
The clothes store.
Come on.
Because as a person or a people, we know how to do this, you know. We know how to will, you know, things. But the Bible says, seek first the kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto you.
That's right.
If we want the will of God, you know, we have to walk in the counsel of God.
That's
if
right.
If we want the counsel of God, we have to walk in the purpose of God. This is what this means. So we can get the inheritance of God and the will of God, or we can receive our own will.
Huh? Hallelujah.
You know, if you got wheels on the transportation on the vehicle and you can ride on that,
I'm
you know, you drove by with the wheel of what was on your mind that belonged to you, that didn't come from God.
Yes.
So when you drove out in transportation on your mind what belonged to you rather than God, that means that God wasn't on your mind.
Oh.
It was your own purpose.
Woo!
Putting together, you know, a residence. I'm out there mentally putting together a business. I'm out there mentally putting together a relationship, a
come
friendship.
On.
I'm really not here. I'm really ready to get in transportation and drive off because I have a purpose and a destiny out there. I have an inheritance,
breaking it down.
But it's not in the will of God.
How about this?
But if I put it in the will of God,
we have his counsel. You're taking a deep.
Yeah.
His counsel. God's counsel means his direction. When you what? Oh, we got a call. Hey, hallelujah. Good morning. You're live at the Studios the Mansion. Hello?
Yes. It's a continuation of Reverend Ed.
Yeah, what's up, Brother Jack?
Hey, what's up? Eddie, this is not a goof. I want all your listeners, the slightest blink of something going wrong with the body, do not hesitate. Go to the doctor. Eddie, I literally almost lost my arm due to a bone infection. The infection was going to go directly into my bone, and then if it went into my blood, I could have destroyed the rest of my life. I want to say hallelujah. Make sure you go to a good church, hospital.
Body of believers.
Yeah. Bring a pen and pad. Bring a pen and pad, write everything down because they contradict themselves. You got to stand up for yourself. I stood up for myself. I was there alone. I thought two of my girlfriends would come. Not girlfriends, but, you know, friends were going to come. I thought my sister was going to come. I did it all by myself. And I got out of there healed.
Amen. Praise God.
I didn't listen. I had the money. I could have put a TV on and watched whatever. Kojak. You know, but instead,
you're dating yourself, Jack.
I brought my Bible. Yeah. I brought my Bible with me.
Bring your Bible.
Amen. Dig into the Word.
Eddie,
praise
I got
God.
A little pocket Bible. Eddie, it's so small. I need a bigger one.
Yeah,
you got it in your heart.
Listen, brother. Now I need a microphone glass to see the thing. It's getting really pathetic, you know. I'm an old man.
right. We're going to pray for your eyes right now. In Jesus' name, your eyes be healed. And better
real quick.
Watch our morning show.
Amen. Thanks for calling.
Can we say a prayer? Can we say a prayer? All right. Can we figure out a prayer for the body's reclamation where you understand to respect your body and do not give up on your body? Because some people give up on their body and then they're dead a week later. You know, if you take care of your body.
At the end of the program, we'll definitely
we're
pray.
We're going to include you in our prayer, Brother Jack. We got one last.
Thank you.
All right.
I want to just pray. I want to pray for you, Dante. O'Toole,
yes, we'll pray for
you know, and all the guys, your brother.
Exactly for you, brother. All right, Jack, God bless you. We're going to
love you, brother.
Listen, check this out, Jack. We're about to break it down. All right. Now, we were in Ephesians, right? 1:11.
Right.
And that brother, Pastor Rick, had mentioned in him, just like it says, in him, just like we said earlier in 7:21 Matthew, we do nothing without Christ in him. In him. He said, I do nothing without the Father who is in me. I only do what the Father shows me to do. It says in 5:19, and that's in Matthew, Luke, 2, Luke. But anyway, here's the thing. We do nothing without Christ. We do all things through him. We're predestined for this time to do the things we do. It don't matter how bad you messed up. It don't matter how many Jack and Cokes or vodka and tonics you drank this morning. God still got the rest of the day. You can plan it out. He's ready to take you where you are. The moment, the twinkling of an eye, which is less than a second,
amen.
He's going to take you and deliver you. You set your feet on the rock, and you're going to walk in his ways, okay? Whenever you're ready, surrender to the Lord. He's going to take you. He's going to show you what he wants to do with you. And we're going to talk about John.
First John.
Yeah, this one will get.
First John 2:17.
Yeah, because this one.
First John 2:17.
Come on now. Bring it to us, Brother Charles. Let the world know. As Charles opens up that page, I just want to let you know God loves you and has a plan for your life. And if you're watching, it's not by accident.
Amen.
But also, we want you to know that tomorrow the ladies will be back here in this studio live in the morning at 11 a.m., 10 a.m. or 11 a.m.
What are y'all talking about tomorrow, Lord?
Woo! Like I'm the Lord.
Okay. Just tune in. Whatever they're talking about, it's going to be flesh.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ, he loves you. Brother Charles, tell me when you're ready to read this.
I'm ready. First John 2:17.
Come on, break it down, brother.
It says, "In the world passeth away, in the love thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever."
There we go. That's the man. That's some serious stuff. It's a short, sweet verse. John. So John, the one that Jesus loved, the apostle, he wrote this. He wrote several letters, but here, right here, First John, he says. Pass away.
Mm.
The world and its desires, its lust, as Brother Charles said, will pass away.
Amen, yeah.
So everything you're looking at is going to pass away. Facebook, Twitter, all your shoes, all your cars, all your houses, everything going to pass away. The flesh is going to pass away.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing that's going to stay is the man who does the will of God, because God's will is his word.
Yeah.
So that will abide forever. And here, I'm going to break it down real quick to you. 2 Peter tells us, it is God's will that none shall perish, but all come to repentance. So here it is. God's will, his word. Everything's going to pass away, but God's word, his will, his desires will be forever because they were those things that created the this world, us. Okay. Now, all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
Yes.
What's the truth? Christ Jesus, I am the truth,
right.
The way, and the life. Okay,
right.
And that's in John 14:6. And I know I threw a lot of scripture out there,
Rick
Pope. So I'm hoping you're going to clean up that mess and you're going to break it down for people. I threw three extra scriptures. We got 2 Peter 3:9, which tells us it is God's will none shall perish, but all come to repentance. Okay, so that's God's will. So when it says the man who does the will of God lives forever, we got three different verses to tell us.
Yes.
Absolutely, that is God's will. It proves it, that God's will
is God's will
to come to him, to come to Christ, to come to repentance, to live in Christ, to let Christ live through you. Woo, that's a mouthful, Brother Rick.
The world passes away. The world passes away, you know. I mean, how do the world pass away when people are dying? people are getting sick, when people are being cursed, when people are being persecuted for their faith and for their belief in Christ, how does the world pass away when it looks like we're passing away instead of the world? You know, that means we need faith. We need to come together as believers. We need redemption. We
come
need
on.
Salvation. We need deliverance.
Come on now.
We need resurrection. We need power.
Amen.
We need God. We need Christ. We need to get out of these graves. We need to get out of these pits, out of this hell, out of these dungeons that we dug ourselves
yes.
in. Right. So that, you know, this world in us can pass away, you know, and we can have heaven on earth, heaven in this world.
Right now.
You know,
right now. Instead
of us passing away
right now.
In this world.
Come on now.
You know, I'd rather the world, you know, pass away with me in it than the world pass away with me not in it.
You know? Come on, bring it down. You're taking it deep. You're taking it deep. Come on, we're going to need a ladder to get back up. You're taking it so deep. Come
he
on.
Says that in the lust, he says that in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abides forever. But see, some people cannot have heaven on earth, a God on earth, a God, a Christ on earth in the world while it's passing away. Some people are accepting the curse. Some people are accepting the evil, the wickedness. Some people are accepting the lust. Some accepting the fornication.
They're choosing it.
Some people are accepting the destruction, the hell, the pit, the dungeon, the grave clothes because the lust of the world, because they have chosen the ways of the world, you know. They have chosen to live without Christ in the world, have chosen to live without God in the world. So you have to be careful when you have people that have chosen to live without Christ in the world, without God in the world, because those are people that are going to tell you, so what, you know.
Come on now.
Who cares about your Christ? Who cares about your God? Who cares about your faith? Who cares about your preaching? Who cares about your teaching, you know? So when you have those kind of people in the world that have on gray clothes, that have on wickedness and evil and hell and the dungeon, the pit, the grave, they're not abiding in God. They're not abiding in Christ. They are people that are telling you it's okay to be in this grave. It's okay to be in this dungeon. It's okay to be in this pit. It's okay to be in this hell. This is the lust of the world. Join me. This is the lust. There's a fornication of the world. Join me. This is
hallelujah.
This is the way we live. We,
come on.
This is how we died to this. We accepted this.
Woo. Come on now, brother. Come on, brother. You took it deep. Brother Rick, tell us. Tell us, brother. Come on. Think of where Charles left off.
How much time do we got?
We got about 6 minutes.
So I want to wrap up with this, guys. We've talked about understanding the will of God today and walking it out through relationship with Him, through His Word, through our relationship to one another and so forth. But I just want to say this. If you're out there today watching and you have yet to surrender your life
Amen.
To Jesus Christ, this is that's the first step to knowing and understanding the will of God. Because His greatest will for you and I was displayed through Jesus Christ coming to this earth and taking our place on the cross, dying for our sins, restoring us back to the Father. And that's His greatest will, that we all would come to know Him personally. So
come on.
You haven't made that surrender yet to Christ. I just want to encourage you to do so today.
That's right.
Because, you know, all of us here today, I mean, we read about this earlier. You know, we've all at one time, we walked according to the lust of our flesh, our own desires, and we're trying to find purpose, trying to find value, trying to find meaning and what's God's will for my life. We've tried all that in our own strength and through other things, and we all know that that's empty. That all leaves us empty because the only way that we're going to understand God's purpose for our life, who we really are, who He created us to be, and know His will is through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I shared this with you last week. You know, when I was away from the Lord many years ago, and I came to that day that I called on God, and I said, God, show me the way. You know, He gave me that scripture. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me.
Amen.
That's the only way we're going to know God and his purpose and his will for our lives. So I just want to pray with you today. If you're watching, just call on the Lord right now.
Come on.
Just call out to the Lord and say, God, I surrender my life to you, Jesus.
Woo.
So let's just pray.
Come on.
If you don't know the Lord today, this is your day.
That's right.
This is your time.
Today.
A life-transforming decision to
surrender
all to Jesus. Jesus said it this way. He said, if any man, any person is willing to lay down their life, they shall find true life through Jesus Christ.
Come on now.
So let's just call on the Lord today. Father God, we just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For your abundant mercy and grace.
Yes.
And Jesus, we choose to believe today that you died on the cross in our place. Lord, we know, God, we know that we are sinners. We know we need to be saved. We know that we have transgressed. We know, Lord, that we are in need of you in our life. And so we just surrender to you, Jesus. We're asking you to cleanse us of all sin by your precious blood, Jesus, by the sacrifice that you made on our behalf. We receive that today.
Amen.
We choose, Lord, to say, be the Lord of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Come into our heart today, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Fill me with your spirit today, Jesus, that I might know you intimately, that I might know you, not just know about you, but know you, have a relationship with you, Jesus. That's what we desire today. So we just surrender all to you, and we thank you for filling us with your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for showing us your plan and your purpose for our lives.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for showing us your will for our lives, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we just thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you would give us such a precious gift.
Amen.
Of salvation
you,
and relationship with you,
yes,
and redemption and forgiveness and healing and wholeness and restoration in Jesus' name. Lord, I just pray right now for all those that are watching, whether they know you or they've been walking with you for a while. Lord, I just pray for everybody, Lord, that they would be filled today with the love of God that passes all understanding, they might be come to know the love of Christ and to be filled with all the fullness of God, with everything you have for them, Lord, in their spirit, in their soul, in their body, in their marriage, in every area. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your mercy in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. If you prayed that prayer, we believe that you have surrendered to the Lord, accepted him to your heart. You are saved. Remember, Jesus be my Lord and Savior. Not just Savior. We don't need Jesus right just a minute before we die. We need him in our whole life to walk with him consistently. That's what makes him Lord of your life.
Amen.
Follow his commandments. If you love him, you will follow his commandments, he says. And like I said, it's important that we all know that the reason why we're here is for the love of Jesus.
Right.
To spread the good news. To spread the word that Jesus is alive.
Yes.
Even though he hung on a cross for us,
yes.
He paid the price for us. We need to accept him.
Amen.
It's God's will. So we want to know what God's will is for your life. Come to repentance. Come to know his son and move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Come to know the knowledge of the truth. Come to know.
Of the truth.
Come on. That's it.
Amen. Hey, you guys, y'all tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and catch Sister Laura Kelly and Pastor Marlo.
Come on.
They do their show here at the mansion as well.
Holla.
Yeah.
That's
God.
Where it all started for me. Now, now we're doing our own Monday.
Amen.
Thank you, Vision.
Amen.
And ladies, don't feel shy. You're allowed to watch too. All right?
Yeah.
Anyone can watch, but anyone who wants to hear, know the word of God. And we thank you. Thank you, Woodhaven, New York, Queens, all in New York. Our viewers from New York, thank you. John Gamble, thanks for tuning in, brothers. All my friends from high school, it's amazing how God allows us to go back 30 years. And where things were wrong, now he made them right.
That's
I pray the Lord comes to each and one of your heart, touches you, and anything that we said today comes, let that seed pierce to your heart, let it fall into good soil, water it. All the scriptures that we discussed, there's way more to it than what we covered today. Study these for yourself.
Amen.
Know that there will be no empty deceit or deception.
And get out there today and pray for somebody.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Release the kingdom as you go about your
day. Yep, that's right. Start praying for yourself, too.
Yeah.
God bless you. Hey, God bless you. Love you, man. Thank you for tuning in. Blog Radio, thank you. Facebook Live, thank you.
Live.
Morning at the Mansion Live. If you ever come to Tego Bay, come and sit in our live studio audience.
Yeah.
Come on. Come in. Come on. Get some coffee and a burrito.